I'm at Vision 2020 in Leicester, which is thinking about the future of Leicester. And I'm talking to, who are you?
My name is Josie Fraser.
And what do you do?
I'm ICT strategy lead with Leicester City Council, and I work within the Learning Environment Division.
Okay, why is this event important to you?
Okay, currently Leicester's in the middle of two huge school build programmes in the primary estate and across the secondary estate. And part of that build programme is fundamentally about transforming learning and teaching across the city for all our students. So we're very fixed on Leicester's future and how we move in a really positive way towards it.
And the opening keynote was by John Thackeray on how to make less more. And he probably upset you, hasn't he? Didn't, by slagging off new school buildings, which is what he did, actually. He said it's a big waste of resource, it costs €45,000 per child, and it's all a complete waste of time. It's captive to Microsoft, it's captive to people like Oracle. So what do you think about that?
Sure, he wasn't very keen, was he?
No,
on the school build programmes. He hasn't been around our schools. We have some brilliant practice going on here, but we also have schools that aren't fit for purpose and don't meet the needs of our staff and students. And also, in Leicester, we're all about raising aspirations, so it's really important that our building and the quality of our environments really reflect the aspirations that we have for our students and furnish them with environments that are fit to take them forward into the future and equipment for the future. A really important thing I think that he kind of missed really in the Building Schools for the Future programme and in the work that we're doing across the primary estate rebuilding is that our focus isn't on getting a new expensive shiny building up. Our focus is actually on the teaching and learning that goes on in those buildings.
Right.
So the building programme itself is necessary in terms of moving us forward, providing us with fit for purpose facilities, but actually the programme is all about how do we imagine the future of our education? What things are we doing brilliantly? What things can we improve on? How can we change them? And how can we take that across the whole of our estate and across teaching and learning in Leicester?
And what's your plan for today? What are you trying to get out of today? And why is it important that you're here?
Well, Leicester City Council, like lots of other councils and lots of other sectors within Leicester, facing massive budget cuts shortly. And we're all waiting a little bit nervously for the spending review.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say the news isn't going to be fabulous for anyone. So we are having to refocus our energies and re-look again, I think, at a lot of our approaches to things.
Yeah.
I think... And that's and not
tweeted,
to say...
And you were tweeting as well. When he was going on about just do 5% less, use 5% less, you tweeted about, well, that's okay, but we're going to have to do things with 30% less.
We are, maybe more.
So he wound you up a bit, really, didn't he?
A little. So it's not about the fact that we're not doing things for value for money at the moment. We are. But what the severity of the budget cuts mean is that we're going to have to radically change the ways and practice that we work.
Yeah.
And a part of that is going to have to be a much more joined up approach to our work. So I think actually the City Council does a very good job of linking with schools, linking with businesses, linking with individuals across the city. But we can do more in that area and we have to do more now.
Right, so when we get to 2020,
yep,
what will you have done?
Okay, my vision, my personal vision, is around raising the standards of digital literacy from across the city. I want all of our staff and our learners to be confident, to be able to keep themselves safe online, to be able to really take up the opportunities that networking, collaborating, creating, and using the internet, mobile, and gaming efficiently offers everybody.
So you see Leicester's future economy and the way the city operates, and possibly the county as well, as being deeply embedded in the need to understand the digital economy and the way jobs are changing, the way learning's changing, and that's what you want to try and make happen here.
Yes, I don't think that's typical of Leicester. I think actually it's a worldwide issue. I think that we all need to be we need to be taking advantage of the opportunities that technology allows us and enables us to. We've got relatively high levels of comparative poverty in the city. We have two out of every three of our young people living in comparative poverty.
Yeah.
So part of the my passion about my work is actually looking at how we can support individuals and communities and individuals within communities to move our whole city on.
Thank you very much, Jenny.